Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Spark by Jonathan Fields. Sophie, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right? Good job, steady paycheck, but something's just off?
Oh, totally. And I think that's exactly the feeling Fields is addressing. He says so many of us are stuck because we're chasing external success instead of internal meaning. The book's whole premise is that each of us has a unique spark, a combination of our core gifts, values, and natural ways of expressing ourselves. And when we align our work with that, everything changes.
Right. And I love that he doesn't make it sound like some mystical thing you have to go to a mountaintop to find. He says the spark is already there, like a vein of gold in a mountain. You just have to excavate it.
Exactly. And the excavation starts by paying attention to when you feel most alive. What were you doing? Who were you with? Those peak moments are clues. He also says to look at when you feel most drained. That contrast gives you a map.
Yeah, the negative moments are just as informative. I remember a job I had where I was good at it. I was in my zone of excellence, but it left me exhausted. Fields talks about that. There's your zone of competence, zone of excellence, and zone of genius. And most of us get stuck in excellence because it's rewarded.
Right. And the zone of genius is where your natural gifts and passion meet. Work feels effortless there. The challenge is that society tells us to stay in our zone of excellence because it's safe. But Fields argues that leads to that hollow feeling you mentioned.
So how do you actually start moving toward your spark without quitting your job tomorrow? Because he's realistic, not everyone can just walk away.
He talks about taking imperfect action. Start a side project, bring more of your authentic self into your current role, or make small changes to your routine. Each small step creates momentum. The key is to stop waiting for the perfect moment.
I also really liked his reframe on fear. He says fear isn't a sign you're on the wrong path. It's a sign you're on the right one. It's the price of admission to a meaningful life.
That's powerful. And he addresses the guilt some people feel about pursuing their own spark, like it's selfish. But he turns that around. When you're fully alive, you have more to give to everyone around you. It's actually generous.
And he ties it to community too. You can't do this alone. You need people who see you and challenge you. I think that's often overlooked in these kinds of books.
Absolutely. And one more thing I loved, he distinguishes between passion and purpose. Passion is the energy, purpose is the meaning. You need both. The sparked life integrates them.
All right, so my one takeaway? I'm going to start paying attention to those peak moments and the draining ones and use them as a compass. Not to make a huge leap, but to take one small step toward my spark.
That's a great plan. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So the big idea? Your spark is already within you. The only question is whether you have the courage to let it ignite. We'll see you in the next one.